with you.
Well, then let's start political QRM.
Welcome, folks. Here we are. It's Lou and Anne Marie again. And, of course, like two Italians, we tend to yell at each other and not talk. Right, Lou?
What? I don't yell.
You don't yell. You just express yourself loudly, right?
People say to me, use your indoor voice. I said, what? I got any other kind?
Yeah.
If I talk like this, they say, oh, you're talking all sotto voce. I said, yeah, that's whispering. Let's get right down to it. And I'm going to just pick up where we left off before we brought in the show intro. Oh, my God, 900 executive orders by His Highness Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, dear leader. That man, I'll tell you, he's been real busy. And you can't.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of them are bad. From the Western Center of Journalism, this is what we're talking about on their site.
And I got to tell you though, I do dig the crown.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Nice picture of him with the Burger King crown on his head on his official portrait.
Well, you know, I don't want to plug Burger King because I don't eat there.
Neither do I.
I think the last time I had anything from Burger King was like 1981 or something.
Yeah, that's about the time that I did too. Yeah,
and I just love the easily lies the head that wears the crown, and the italicized lies.
Lies, yes, yeah.
Well, can you tell when a liberal is lying?
Yeah,
they're lying. Yes, indeed. And you know something, I don't want people to get the wrong impression, because the way I see it is. You know, the views and opinions expressed here at Political QRM do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of anybody else, but that just makes them wrong.
And that probably includes all liberals, obviously. I mean, you know, I mean, let's focus on that, because most people in their right mind would agree with us. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah, because if you're in your left mind, you're wrong.
That's true. But anyway, some of these executive orders are downright scary, okay? And one of them is Executive Order 10990 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. Executive Order 10995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media. Oh my God, shades of Stalin. Executive Order 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical, power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Oh, this one really
shades
gets...
Shades of Stalin, yep. Lenin, Mao,
yep.
Hitler, Mussolini.
You betcha.
Pol Pot.
Mm-hmm.
Insert other one I might have forgotten here.
This one really scares the crap out of me. 11,000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision.
Days of FDR.
Yeah. Even worse, though, because, you know, you combine it with the other ones, you have martial law.
Well, yeah, right, exactly, the martial and social law, but, you know, FDR, you had the option of not going.
That's right.
This is not the same thing. This is internment of American citizens.
Yeah. No, with FDR, it was those that were hurting and that did not have jobs and that, you know, were the farmers, you know, from the Midwest.
No, my uncles worked for the WPA. My uncles worked, as a matter of fact, two of them worked in the CC camps.
Did they do it willingly, or were they taken
willingly.
Away in chains?
No.
There
willingly,
you go.
Because, you know, there were no jobs, and my one uncle was already a veteran, and there just weren't jobs. And
that's right.
They went with the program. Look, they got three huts and a cot. They got, you know, paid. They worked, and you know, my family, like yours, they're Italian-American people that, you know, had a work ethic. They mm-hmm. couldn't sit there and lollygag. They had to have something to do. So they went and they did, and I'm not a fan of the socialist issues under FDR. Mm-hmm. But it did make my uncles happy and my aunts happy and Nona and Nono happy because they were doing something productive. They were being busy and they were making some money.
That's right.
And from what I understood from Uncle Willie, Uncle Joe, you know, Uncle Pasquale, you know, Oliver Sholem, you know, to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That it was actually not a bad life. Yeah, you worked hard. Yeah, you busted your hump. Yeah, you worked 6 days a week, and the days were anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 to 16 hours. But you got the job done. You got the dams built. You got the state parks, national parks. You got the highways built. You know, I don't support the idea, but I have to look back at the glimmer of almost enjoyment that some of my family had in having participated. Of course, then the war came, which was actually the end of the Depression.
Oh, yeah.
And they all went to work for defense plants. Well, I shouldn't say they all went to work for defense plants because four of them went into the, maybe into the army. But that's not the same thing as saying, thou shalt go and work in this mine.
That's true.
Thou shalt go and work in this factory.
That's true. Yeah, you know, see, I'm worried about that.
This is the difference, Terry. You had the option of making a decent life out of that program in the late 30s. Here in this part of the 21st century, that won't be an option.
Nope.
If you're between 18 and 62 and a half or some such thing, they're going to tell you where you live, where you work, what you do, and what you will be compensated for.
Yeah.
In other words, we're going to revert back to 1850 something, and thou shalt be. You might as well start learning the old Negro spirituals now, because you're going to need them. You're going to need them.
Yeah, basically, it's going to turn into slavery. Yeah, it is. If he is allowed to enact all these things, because I'm looking at all this stuff. Just these four executive orders that I talked about. And it's scary. And you look at all this stuff and you say, wait a minute, you know, why would he need to take over electrical power, gas, petroleum fuels, and the minerals? Minerals.
Mm-mm. No. The one that really knocks my socks off?
What?
Executive Order 11,002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons.
Yep. That's it.
Come to my door.
Yeah.
Let me show you something.
Uh-oh. Lou's picking up something.
No. Nobody's going to be able to see this.
I know.
But it's significant, and we'll get to this issue. And my printer did not align correctly. I will fix this. I don't know if you can read it.
I cannot read it.
Okay. It's got my PBA shield here.
Oh, okay. I see that. All right.
And it says, home of a former police officer, do not SWAT.
Okay.
It's, you know, you see the stickers on people's houses that say, you know, protected by Smith and Wesson.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't dial 911 and all this other stuff. Listen, we're in a conservative podcast.
Yep.
Have you heard about this SWAT thing?
No.
Liberals tune in and find out the home addresses of political commentators.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Go ahead. Go. Yeah.
And then turn around and say, they call the local police department and say, this person is operating a crack den, or this person is operating a bomb factory, or this person is up. And SWAT teams show up and kick your door down.
Yes. Do you know that Eric Erickson, the head of Red State, yes, had it done to him, where they said they heard gunshots and that he shot his wife.
Yeah. So what I have every intention, as soon as I get the printer heads aligned in my Hewlett-Packard printer, I hate Hewlett. I don't want to do a plug for Hewlett-Packard. I want to do a reverse plug. Anyway, I'm going to print this out because it has my PBA shield from when I was in, you know, Newark, and it's got former police officer, do not SWAT, and I'm going to put it on my front door. Yeah. It's fair warning. Yeah. I love my brothers in blue. I walked the thin blue line. I'm a doggone good shot, and I've got some doggone nice ammunition in this house. You want to SWAT my house? Sorry, brother, they're going to put your name on the memorial in Washington, D.C. next May.
Yeah, it's scary that all of a sudden these SWAT teams show up at your house. And he said it was completely terrifying. You know,
and, of course it was.
And you know, his wife is upstairs sleeping. Everybody's sleeping. And all of a sudden, all these police are surrounding the house. You know, and he went out.
I don't mind if they surround the house and ask me some questions, but they bust my door down, they're going to meet their maker.
It's horrible, though, what they're doing to people. It really is. And, you know, I mean.
And body armor means nothing to me.
I know, but, you know, it's a darn shame because these morons, these disgusting people, and they are, they're disgusting, that would actually put not only these innocent people at risk, but the men in blue that are standing out there. You know what I mean? Come on. I mean, these people should be brought up on charges and put in jail and convicted.
Here's what I hope for. Here's what I hope for. I mean, because we had an alert, and I know that this doesn't mean anything to the people who are listening to us, but it means something to us, you and I. They had somebody call in that there was a ship on fire and sinking and 20 people in the water off of Sandy Hook last week.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And it turned out to be a hoax. Now, I believe those people should be taken out and strung from the yardarm. Not that I actually understand what that means. I jumped out of airplane, but only because I hate boats, okay? So I don't know what that means. But swing them from the yard. Walk the plank.
Walk the plank. There you go.
Get Johnny Depp behind them, you know. But
yeah,
if somebody were to do that, I want this sign on all the access and entryways to my home because I want my brothers in blue to see that. And I want them to take advantage of the fact that I have warned them because nothing in the world would make me feel worse than calling down the Valkyrie to take their souls to Valhalla.
Yeah. You know, I just don't understand what is in these people's minds that they would actually... I mean, seriously, do this. Pick up the darn phone and do this and make this type of call. They have no morals.
No morals. And this is coming from the left. You know, the people who don't like the fact that Sarah Palin used a little bullseye on a map.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I know. Yeah. These people are sick. They are. They're sick. They have no intelligence. They have no morals. They have.
They've got intelligence. They've got.
No, I don't think so. You got Joe Biden. Excuse me. You got Joe Biden as Vice President of the United States. The man.
Oh, well, all right.
Come on. There you go.
Yeah, I gotta back you up on that.
There you go.
I doubted you for a moment. I shouldn't have.
Now, listen to this one, though. Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate and establish new locations for populations.
I think there's an abbreviation for that.
What?
INTERNMENT.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yep. That's what that sounds like to me. Most definitely.
I think CC Camp just changed from Civilian Conservation Corps to Civilian Concentration Camp.
Yep.
America.
This is not...
Listen, I love my country. I love it more than life itself, obviously. Mm-hmm. There was a day back in this, there was a long time ago, there was a day when I wrote this country a blank check payable to and including my life.
Yep.
And I got to tell the people of America, you people aren't paying attention. If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.
That's right. That's right. Because I just read this. I just started reading this. I know he did a lot of executive orders, and some of them were well publicized, but these weren't. And actually, it's due to, let's see, the These have been exposed.
Left-wing media bias?
No, these have been exposed thanks to Friends of Conservative Action alerts.
Yeah. Listen, it's as I said, America, please, wake up. Even if it's only for half an hour. Yeah. Even if it's only for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. And don't vote with your head, not with your knee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Go out, if you don't like the idea of going to red state, if you don't like the idea of going to hot air, if you don't like the idea of going to Fox News, if you any of these sources, and please at least find a different source than CNN. Please find a different source than MSNBC, CNBC, CBS, NBC, ABC. Please, look.
There's so many places on the web to look now. You know?
Well, type it. Google. Use Google. No plug for Google. Use Yahoo. Use AOL. Use Ask. Use Jeeves. Whatever. Research this stuff.
Yep.
You can't go around reading a bunch of talking points from some flowery, patchouli, tie-dye Birkenstock website that you like.
Yep.
And say, I know the issue.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, women, stop watching The View.
Oh, God.
They're not giving you a fair...
I have resisted every possible way for the last 13 episodes of this podcast. I have resisted every time. I have done my utmost to resist the temptation to say something like this. I want to see Joy Behar slapped silly in Times Square.
I agree.
I want to see her caned.
I agree.
She wants to see Mitt Romney's house burned down.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know.
And that's after the whole thing.
She's
with
disgusting.
Please,
they're
ladies,
disgusting people. They're not ladies. They're not ladies. And Joy Behar, do you know? I hate to say this.
And she's a kuma.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yep. You believe that?
Only her first one, it's a kuma.
Yeah. You believe that?
I'm not just get them more. I'll tell you, these people just drive me crazy.
They just,
look, and I can't say. There are people in my family that are Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know why, but they are.
Yeah, they're on my mother's side, not my father's side.
But the thing is, even my mother, God love my mother, I love my mother. You know, the Italian guys, they love their mothers. You mm-hmm. know, let's not get into the old John Belushi routine. I love my mother. I adore my mother. But she has been voting Democrat since 19... the war years somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
But... And she voted for this current seated president.
No, she didn't.
She did.
We're going to have to kidnap her for the next election.
I just told you she's a Democrat.
But we're going to have
but
to...
But I'll tell you...
Hey, let's send her on a nice vacation in Italy.
Nobody sends me more anti-Obama emails than my mother. My mother, who has never pulled a Republican, independent, libertarian, any other level... a Democrat for 60 years will not vote for the sitting president.
She won't? She told you that. She said...
She told me that.
Okay, good. All right. We have victory.
My rabbi, who is from Brooklyn somewhere.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Flatbush,
probably.
Crown Heights, wherever he's from. Will not, even though he voted for President Obama the first time, will not vote for the sitting president. Now, if you take a woman of my heritage who has been, remember, we had the picture of the Pope, JFK, and Frank Sinatra hanging in our dining room.
That's right.
With the little plastic flowers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You take somebody who's
candle,
been a Democrat.
Holy water. Okay, yeah, sorry.
It's a holy water, yes. As a matter of fact, my uncle, her brother, brought home holy water from Lourdes.
Really?
And I believe she probably still has an ounce or so, a 12-ounce bottle. I believe she actually has an ounce or so left. That was 1952 or something.
Wow.
but you don't use it for much. Oh, you know, we really shouldn't complain. I actually have holy water from the Chalice Well in Glastonbury.
Wow.
But, you know, this kind of Democrat, this kind of person who has been voting that way for that long, a Jewish rabbi, my mother, all these people who've been voting this way for so long that send me anti-Obama emails with the entire, you know, the text that's always in the bottom that says, if you believe in this, forward it,
forward
if not,
it, yeah, don't. Exactly.
And I see this, because my mother, I love my mother, I've said that before, is not a computer person the way myself, my brother Bill, you know,
The rest of it, yeah.
She's got her little Mac with OS 2 something on it. I mean, it's this ancient antique dinosaur fossil relic computer that she's had for 15 years or some such thing. And she sits, and the forward lists on this are 13 pages, and it's a half page thing.
Yep. And then things are getting around, and people are starting to listen.
But they are not, in certain circles, they're not listening. Look at this. 900 executive orders. That's more than the previous three presidents combined.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to take this, and I am going to put this in our show notes so people can take a look at that. Yeah, no, most definitely, because this is very important. This really scared me. I started reading this stuff, and my mouth just, you know, opened, and I just said, this is ridiculous.
11,005 allows
scary.
The government to take over the railroads inland.
Yeah, here we go.
Inland waterways, which may not mean as much to you as it does to me. I am living on an inland waterway.
Yeah.
You know, 11,049 assigns emergency preparedness function to the federal government.
Federal departments and agencies consolidating 21 operative executive orders issues over 15-year period, which is not good. Which is, I don't like this.
15 years, if he pushes
of executive
that button,
orders, yeah.
All right, you know I always push for heritage.org.
Yeah.
You know that that's one of my biggies. You know I try and sign off with it every week. I'm going to do it twice this week. www.heritage.org will get you a free copy. Oh, I'm sorry, people can't see this. A free copy of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, and all the amendments there, too. Read this document. Read them all.
Mm-hmm.
Read them all. And I'll tell you what. You know, you don't have to be Bill Maher to get chills up your leg.
No, that was Chris Matthews.
I'm sorry. They all look alike.
I know. You've seen one liberal. You've seen them all. God. Well, you've heard one liberal. You've heard them all.
But if you can read this and not get chills, whether it's on your spine, whether it's your neck, whether it's up your leg, I don't really care. You read these documents that founded our country and decide, well, you know, Lou, you don't understand. If that's your response, then good. Let them come and get, what's that, or not quote, what's that, when they came for the Jews, I stood by and watched. When they came for the Poles, I stood by and watched. When they came for the Gypsies, I stood by and watched. When they came for me, there was nobody left to stand by and watch.
That's right.
You can't ignore this stuff anymore. You can't stick your head in the sand and only pop your head out to recite a talking point and put your head back in the sand. You can't do that anymore. When you hear things like we just recited, and listen, I'm not saying go to westernjournalism.com and read these things. I'm saying open your search box and type in Executive Order 11,051, which specifies the responsibility of the Office of Emergency Planning and gives it authorization to put all executive orders into effect.
Yep.
In other words, that's pushing the button, pulling the switch, throwing the lever, opening the gates, whatever you want to call it. That's the one that's going to put the rest into place. Type it into your search box. Then go and see what your liberal vest pocket of the left organizations have to say about it. Then go see what the conservative ones have to say about it. And then add it up and divide by whatever number of sites you've been to and say, hey, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All those people we want to institute the fairness doctrine on, all those people we want to shut up on talk radio, all those people we don't, whether it's Limbaugh, Hannity, Beck, Savage, Schwartz, yep, or Lewin Emery.
Yay! I thought I was wondering when you were going to get around to us.
No matter who it is, it's not just us they're coming for, people.
That's true.
And they're going to take everyone. When they get to your door, you can't hold up a card that says, get out of internment free.
No, not going to happen.
So wait, I voted for the president. Oh, wait, I voted for this and that and the other bill. Tough, get in the van.
Yep.
You know, here's these nice matching chrome-plated bracelets. Put them on.
Yep, exactly. But you know what? This goes... The thing is that this kind of all points to this latest executive order about illegal immigration and illegal immigrants.
And now you wonder, and now it makes you wonder, which ones are actually constitutional?
Very few of them are. I would bet you 2-1, especially this one isn't. This one is not constitutional. In order to do a big change like this on immigration, you need the support of Congress. You need a law enacted.
Yes, that's right.
And
there is no such thing as legislation by fiat in the United States of America.
See, he thinks that he's a dictator, that his executive orders, he's going to be able to do whatever he wants. Sure, he's going to do it, but once Romney gets in, and I hope to God he does, he can just completely, you know, null and void all these things because they're not constitutional, especially if they're not constitutional. Now, the thing is here is that Obama, I don't think, well, of course he doesn't know. He doesn't know that we have three branches of government, and they're all supposed to be equal.
No.
What?
It's not that he doesn't know.
He doesn't care.
Look, I don't care how many classes he went to or how many he cut, but he still went to Harvard.
So what? Just because somebody went to Harvard doesn't mean that they're an absolute genius.
No, but he still had to attend a class here or a class there. We have a three-section government. We have the balance of power. We have the checks and balances. We have the bicameral legislature. We have all these things. I mean, if he took eighth grade history, he had to get this.
Well, it depends, because don't forget, he was in a generation which probably that was no longer taught. And when did he come back to this country? He was in Indonesia most of the time, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? The dates escape me. Like whether it's in 1492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue, or in 1493 Columbus sailed the deep blue sea. I don't remember.
It's not you or me. It's him. He doesn't. He doesn't care.
The idea is he doesn't. And look, and we've said this, and it sounds like rehashing, and it sounds like repeating, and it sounds like harping. But what he said to Medvedev is significant.
Yes.
He intends in January, if November goes his way, he intends in January not on an inauguration, but a coronation.
That's exactly.
An investiture.
Yes.
An elevation, an escalation, and all these things. And I'm going to push another plug because I'm going to put that sign on all three doors, four doors to this house. Oath Keepers.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us and you have ever taken an oath that promises to uphold and defend all against all enemies, foreign and domestic, the Constitution, the rights, oathkeepers.org.
Mm-hmm.
I'm counting on whoever comes to my door to be an oath keeper. It'll save their life.
Yeah, I you know, this is just getting more and more, I don't know, bizarre, I'd like to say, because, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, this could never happen in the United States, but no, it is happening.
I think this stuff that's going on these days left bizarre several exits back at a high rate of speed.
Yeah, probably. Yes, of course it has. Yeah. Yep. But, yeah. You know, what?
Back to the illegalities, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so they're Obama is saying, well, you know, if they've been brought here as a child, they don't have a criminal background, and they've completed high school, well, gee, you know, well, then, you know, they should be given a little green card and all this other stuff. And
then by fiat, I'm going to enact the green, the Dream Act.
Yeah, that's right.
And like, as you said a moment ago, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
You can't do that. But the problem here, Amory, is the fact that we caught me on a very passionate day, with it being Father's Day, by the way. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to all you mothers out there. And with it being Father's Day, you caught me on a very passionate day. But you can't ignore what he did. Because what he did just showed his dictatorial side.
Yes. Yes.
If nobody catches it and pays attention to it, it stands as an executive order. And if nobody acts on it, mm-hmm. and they pull 11,049 out of a hat come, say, next January, mm-hmm. or even worse, November, because there will be no... lame duck.
That's right.
Month two. If he gets reelected in November and he turns around and says to Eric Holder, "Boy Wonder, Genius, Robin, Cato,"
Now he looks.
I'm not going to stop myself. Criminal.
Criminal. Of course, he's a criminal. I mean, the same with Fast and Furious, for heaven's sake. And they keep denying that, oh, no, we weren't really talking about that in those emails. What?
And he turns around to Attorney General Holder and says, Rick, get down there and pull switch on 11,049.
Yeah. That's true.
Because I don't have to worry about lame duck moments, month and a half, whatever the hell it comes to. The point is, I'm in again. Get this stuff under control. So that on the 21st of January, when they pull down that Burger King crown on a red pillow, I don't have anybody standing there with anything to say about it.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. No, I have no doubt that he will try and basically just destroy America as you and I knew it.
God love Alan West.
Oh, Alan West. Ah, that man. I love that man.
You know, we harp about people like Maxine Waters and Barbara Boxer and some of these other Nancy Pelosi and some of these other somebody on one of the social networks that I belong to turned around and called Nancy Pelosi said, oh, she's no Joy Behar, because of her comments about Mitt Romney's house,
mm-hmm.
that it should burn down. Turned around and called her a witch, and I typed in, "You can't say that. You're casting aspersion on witches all over the world."
Yeah, I know, Joy Behar.
You want to change that first letter? I'm not going to argue.
Yeah,
about
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Now, we have also Eric Holder. I mean, you know, he was in front of the congressional committee today, headed by Daryl Issa.
And I got a big bone to pick with him.
Who, Daryl Issa?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, well, you know, if he sends us these documents, we may not move.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm not too pleased about that.
We may not move for whatever sanction or censure.
Indictment,
or
whatever.
Oh, Daryl. I don't know which Daryl you are in the trio, but get back behind Larry and shut up. Do your job.
I guess what really bothers me is that they're willing to cut a deal, and I don't know why. Unless they're going to cut a deal with Holder in order to get Obama.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, I know, but he's probably already been talked to, threatened, you know, so on and so forth. You know, I think what he's trying to do basically is say, well, we'll give you some more documents, trying to drag out the process as long as possible.
Trying to drag out the process till after Election Day is
that's
what they're
it.
Trying to do.
That's basically it. Yeah.
Now, you know, we're close enough to the election now that we're starting to hear scuttlebutt. You know, we're starting to hear about, you know, is Joe Biden a shoe-in for Veep on a second tour? Will there be someone else, whether it's Hillary, whether it's Joy Behar? Yeah. You know, will there be someone else as Secretary of State? Is Hillary going to keep the gig? We're starting to hear all this stuff again. You know, it's election cycle. But I think the thing we need to worry about is who's going to put a stop to it. And I thought Daryl Issa was one of those men. I really, really did.
Yeah, I saw that report and I was very disappointed. I thought, because he had always been very strong in his condemnation of Holder's actions. He always seemed to want to get to the absolute root of everything.
And he's in the position to do that.
To do so, yes. And the fact that all of a sudden he's willing to take a step back, I don't like that. And it seems to me that a lot of Republicans are doing that again. You know, I really don't...
Oh, we don't want to get dirty.
I don't care about getting dirty. I just want to get down to the truth. And if
we don't want to get bruised.
Yeah.
You know, we can't appear in front of the cameras with a black eye. We can't. You're giving yourselves a black eye, Republicans.
That's right. We just have to get a, you know, and the thing is that Governor Walker's victory should really have shown people that if you stick to your guns and you do the right thing.
You know, and here's my point about the black eye. If you're going to have to appear in front of the cameras of the media with a black eye, then doggone it, get it in a fight.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't give it to yourself. If
yes.
you're going to get a Purple Heart for a bullet in the foot, get it in combat. Don't shoot yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I agree.
And you don't have to, quote unquote, sink to their level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or well, you know, we're above that. Get over it.
No.
Over it. You're walking into a gunfight with a knife.
Again. Yeah, again.
Oh, not even again. Let's throw again out the window. As usual,
that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
As usual. Don't you dare turn around and not get all over Eric Holder. Don't you dare turn around and confirm this one and that one and the next one and stand there and put yourself in the same sentence paragraph
mm-hmm.
as Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because, my friend, you're no Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Yep, nobody
and
is.
I thought Daryl Issa was it. The only person in the world right now that I would put in the same paragraph as Ronald Reagan is Alan West.
Yes, most definitely. That man, he knows what he stands for. He has conviction. And
I haven't heard him say anything that I did not applaud.
And you know what?
The more the liberal media tore it up, the louder and harder I applauded.
Yep, I know. He's an amazing man, and I really wish that Romney would pick him for vice president. Because
America as we know it would not only be saved,
mm-hmm.
but would get back to America as we knew it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be honest, I'm a little bit surprised by Romney because he seems to be coming out and starting to hit very, very hard against Obama, which I don't think the Dems really expected him to do.
No, I was actually pleasantly surprised of late.
Yes. Yes.
I really did not expect it either.
Yeah. So who knows? Who knows? This could turn out even better than, you know, we thought. You know,
yeah, because I remember a few episodes ago we were talking about how the way he tore up Gingrich and all the other fellas.
Yep.
That we expected him to just as soon as the nomination. I mean, granted, he doesn't. Theoretically, he doesn't have the nomination.
Yeah, but you know.
Theoretically,
he will.
The de facto nominee that he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. I really expected that he would just shut up and sit down.
Yeah, I thought he would. I thought he would want to be loved by everybody and just said, and you know, and take McCain's thing, which he said one time to a person who was supporting him, Oh, no, Obama's a very nice man. You know, you have nothing to fear from an Obama presidency. And I'm like, okay, McCain, how many thousands of votes or hundred thousands of votes did you just lose with that comment?
Just lose, yeah. Exactly. And I just...
Speaking of McCain.
I'd rather...
He is criticizing the billionaires, Sheldon Adelson's recent pledge, along with his wife Miriam, of $10 million to the super PAC for Romney. And he has said he will spend any amount of money, okay?
Well, you got to spend them. There was such thing as the McCain-Feingold bill.
I know, and I really think that actually it doesn't. Well, what does it do? Basically, it closes the door.
It basically gives the Democrats an advantage.
That's it. Yes, thank you. Yeah, it does. And I don't know why the heck he is just so irate and so outraged, and you know, so I don't know. McCain, guess what? 4 years ago, you lost. I'm not taking anything that you say,
right.
You know, seriously.
You know, you know what? Maybe he's counting on the fact that in war in this country, and yes, boys and girls, you heard right. I am equivocating the election this time to war.
Yes. Yeah. How many times have you heard, you know, all the other conservative talk show host saying this is the most important election and we have to win this because if we do not, this is the end of America as we know it. All of them are saying it. All of them. So yes, this is a war. You're right.
But in war, magnanimity in victory and humble in defeat or whatever the patent quote is. MacArthur, excuse me, whichever.
Yeah, and it's MacArthur, I think.
That might have been even Churchill. I don't remember. But he's got to look back as a Navy officer and his training and say, oh, well, after the War of 1812 and, of course, after World War One, and, of course, after World War Two, and after Korea and after Vietnam... somebody actually sent me a hat with a embroidered Ranger tab on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was nice. You know, it was a black hat, of course. Rangers in my day wore black hats.
Mm-hmm.
With a gold embroidered Ranger tab. If you've ever been in the service, you know what a tab is. Goes above your patch.
Yes, I know.
And it was a very nice cap. And it wasn't dumb looking. It didn't have a, you know, how they come down halfway on the heads of the kids these days. No, it was a regular ball cap, you know, with a Velcro thing on the back so I could, you know, pull it down on my two fingers on my nose. And I looked at it when I took it out of the box, and I was very appreciative. I'm not going to mention anything. And I went to put it on, and there was the tag, made in Vietnam.
Ouch. Oh, that hurt. Oh, my gosh.
Guess which of the several dozen hats I own has never been worn?
Yeah, I can see why. I can see why, yes.
So McCain has to look back at this magnanimity and victory that we've had. And say, well, you know, if they win, they'll be magnanimous.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And he's got to, you know, I don't know John McCain. I really don't. I don't know... several other people. I do know that my brother, one of my brothers, lives in, is a constituent of his.
Okay.
And he said, you know, we've got a lot of people out here that harvest certain parts of certain plants. And they call it a religious thing.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And he said, I think this guy's got too much of it in his own damn yard.
Okay, yeah. I kind of will buy that.
Well, I said, what do you do? How can you? He says, well, I said, unfortunately, he said, I don't vote for him in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
I vote for whoever's against him. And I said, yeah. I said, well, gee, you know, what do you do when it gets down to the election where it counts? He says, I stay home.
Uh-huh.
And I said, really? He says, yeah. He said, because at this point, I'm willing to give almost anybody else a shot.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm like, well, you can't do that. You've got to go and at least vote to keep the deeds out. And he said, Lou, I don't care.
Well, really, there's no difference between many Democrats and John McCain. Seriously. There isn't.
Well, he hooked up with Russ Feingold pretty quick there, didn't he?
Yeah. No problem with that.
And he is the reason that the word rhino. You open a dictionary and you look up the acronym rhino, and there's John McCain's picture.
You betcha.
Right there.
You betcha.
Right there. Well, there's several pictures right there. Olympia Snow and Susan Collins are right there.
Yeah.
So my brother and I are both up in the same. Both up in the same scenario. However, I do not stay on my boat.
Yes, so do I. Okay, the G20 summit is starting tomorrow in Mexico. And
is it this time, or the 35, or the 17?
20. And Putin's going to this one. He didn't go to the G8 one that was held at Camp David in this past spring. But wait, listen to this. Now, I have to say this, and I really think that, I don't know why she said this. My own senator, Kelly Ayotte, okay, was that this, and I quote, I think that Obama should go to the meeting and take a very, very hard line with Putin and be very clear to him that we are not going to accept Russia's...
Why, they're comrades!
Wait a minute! Russia continuing to send arms to Syria and that there will be grave consequences to our relationship if they continue that. Okay, two things. One, Obama's not going to do that. And two, I think it was very, very naive of her to say this. Because obviously she has no clue.
Let me ask a dumb question just for the people who are listening that want to ask it and can't. Since when is there a person that we don't like that Putin hasn't sent arms to?
That's right. That's right. Yep.
You name an enemy of ours or someone, not even an enemy, somebody that we just flat don't like that Putin wasn't right there. Sending arms to.
See, what Senator Ayotte, with all due respect, what she does not understand is this is how Putin and those of Soviet communist type of organization, this is how they act. Their one goal in life is to advance their agenda like that. And believe me.
When Obama goes to this conference and he encounters Putin and they shake hands and they call each other comrade, just exactly how much does anybody expect to have?
Yeah. The thing is, too, is that I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Obama bowed to him. And it's just like, please, folks. Now, I have to carry this a bit further. I just finished a book by an author who was born in the Soviet Union, was brought to America, but then she went back. Her name is Masha Gessen.
And, I've heard that.
It's a brand new book, and her name, and she, the name of the book is "The Man Without a Face: The Unlikely Rise of Vladimir Putin." It's unbelievable. She wrote exactly what I thought I knew about this person. He is ruthless. Nothing gets in his way. But the thing is that everybody who thought that, and the funny thing is that this man made a meteoric rise, thank you, to the top here.
You to say.
Yeah, I know. When the Soviet Union was beginning to fall apart, I mean, basically he was shuffled back and forth and back and forth to things, and then he wound up in St. Petersburg. Now, St. Petersburg.
No, he didn't. Huh? He ended up in Petrograd.
Leningrad. It was St. Petersburg, Then when the revolution, it was Petrograd, and then it was turned changed to Leningrad. And then I think it was called St. Petersburg again, but yada, 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 now it is. But he wound up as deputy mayor. And for some reason, he was always in the right place at the right time. And another thing that was very interesting about this man speaks fluid German. And there was a case where the new, quote-unquote, Democrat leaders were trying to get some foodstuffs from Germany because at the end, where the Soviet Union was breaking up, it was becoming very, very difficult for them to find food because everything was just falling apart. And I know that for a fact.
Well, as you said, they used to jump online not knowing what the line is for.
That's right. That's
hoping
right.
To get something.
That's right. And the thing, that actually was throughout the period, but in the late 80s and early 90s, it was really, really bad. But anyway, this one woman who had represented and another person who represented the Leningrad, council, went over there to put together a deal. And then she found out that they weren't going to talk to her because, the deal had already been put together. And, but they never saw any of the food. But this deal, it was put together by Vladimir Putin.
Well, the
he was sent over there. And it's just very interesting. This man is ruthless. This man is not going to play nice with us. And for anybody to say that and not recognize that, Obama isn't going to do it.
There was a famous anecdotal story years ago about how in the Soviet Union there was this plot of land, however many square miles, picked out, and they were supposed to build a nuclear power plant there. And all of the paperwork was done and done over and over again, and people were stamping forms and signing letters and all this other stuff. And when they went to do the grand opening of this power plant, there was nothing there but a field.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of the fact that, that's how the Communist Party and the government in the Soviet Union worked. It was all a question of paperwork. They were large, big-scale paperwork people.
Mm-hmm.
And they did every document, and they signed everything, and they stamped, filled everything, and they got there, and there was no nuclear power plant.
Mm-hmm.
So hundreds of people involved with this project were taken out to that field, shot, and buried where they fell. It's anecdotal. There's no way to actually prove this without, doing all kinds of research on Google Snopes and everything else. But the anecdote didn't spring forth fully grown from the head, of Zeus. There's a reason that things like that come about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because this is how it was not only was, but was perceived. And what we have to understand is the fact that that system that begat that anecdote is the root of Putin's soul.
That's right.
This is in his DNA. This is in his genetic code. This isn't something he can help. This isn't like being an alcoholic. This isn't like being... This is in his... You can't turn around and change the leopard spots.
That's right. You can't.
And this is Putin.
It is
Putin. And unfortunately, and gods, this pains me to say it, this is Barack Obama. Because this is the root of the way they feel, believe, act, think. It is in their genetic code.
However, Putin is the leader. Barack Obama is just a soldier. In the same... Because Barack Obama does not have leadership capabilities and could not do that. Could not act the way Putin is acting. Could not...
Well, he has to have certain leadership abilities. He was a community organizer.
Oh, wow. That's thuggery. He was backed by the Chicago machine. But you know what? As far as standing up to people, Obama can't do that. Putin, on the other hand, yeah. And I think he will look Obama in the eye and say, you're going to do things the way I want them.
Yeah. I don't think he needs to. I think all he has to do is say, this is the way I want him.
Yeah.
I don't think he has to stare down the goat, so to speak. I think he just needs to say so.
Yeah, yeah, I think.
I mean, this whole thing with Syria is scary stuff. I mean, look, the entire thing since the Arab Spring has been eyebrow raising, to say the very least.
Mm-hmm.
But now this whole thing with Syria, what's going on here?
Oh, yeah, no. Putin's just giving them attack helicopters and a whole bunch of other things. And they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. Syria is a gateway to the rest of the Middle East. And Putin's playing it smart, I have to tell you. I have to tell you, he is playing it smart.
Well, nobody could ever say, I mean, you could say, we could sit here and say a bunch of stuff about old Vlad there, but no one could ever say the man's a dope.
No, he's not a dope. And the thing is that we have a leader now of the greatest, a superpower, okay? And he's completely tearing it down, and we are nothing. We are nothing right now. So,
in whose eyes still look good? Britain, maybe?
No.
Maybe? In whose eyes? The people of, I don't know, where? Where do we look good? We don't look good anywhere. And I'm not even talking about people who hate us for a reason. I'm talking about people who really could care less, and we don't look good.
Yep. I know.
At least people decry the Reagan administration for a lot of things, but at least the world either respected us or feared us.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, I've said it a bunch of times to people. I demand respect, but in the absence of it, I'll take fear.
Exactly, yeah.
And, people say, oh, you arrogant son of a... Anyway.
No.
My issue with my arrogance is the fact that I can back it up.
Mm-hmm.
And America, as arrogant as anybody believes we were, at least we could back it up.
Yep.
Now, we couldn't back up a garbage truck.
That's right. I know.
In the eyes of the world.
Oh, yeah. You've seen the reports from all around the world, Germany. I mean, they think Obama's an idiot, and they don't respect him. And, considering what we did to Great Britain and what we did to Israel, and
what we're incessantly doing to Israel, we haven't stopped doing to Israel lately. And the only people that really probably like us are the Muslims.
Well, I don't think they like us. They just see a weakness.
Well, they keep sending more and more and more people here, a la Europe. And we're letting them in. And not only are we letting them in, I don't know about over there in New Hampshire, but up here in Maine, we're letting them in by the busload. We're giving them homes. We're giving them welfare. We're giving them food stamps. We're giving them heat assistance, power assistance, light assistance. We're giving them cable or satellite at their discretion.
Mm.
We're giving them high-speed internet because, they're coming here and we need to give them everything they need to be, part of the American dream, which, I'm sorry, these days is turning quite a bit into the American nightmare. We have a legitimate unemployment rate in the state of Maine of in excess of one-third of the people, mm-hmm. and either unemployed, underemployed, gave up, whatever you want, fell off the back of the wagon, whatever you want to call it. We've got a third of the people in Maine are in some sort of crisis, and yet we've got these people coming here in buses from other states because, it seems to have stopped because we changed our laws over here. It used to be that if you were able to get off of a bus in front of the office in Marginal Way, you at 9 o'clock in the morning, you could walk out of there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with your life in a bag.
Oh, my gosh.
And now you need to be in Maine for 30 days.
Oh, that's it? Jeez Louise, come on.
Well, they had to make it palatable to the other side to get the law passed. And to get the law passed, they needed to make it palatable means they had to make it something you could fake or forge.
Yeah. Forge, okay.
And yet, if you were to call that office in marginal way, which I needed to do of late because I needed some records that are handled by the Division of Health and Human Services due to my injury on the job some time ago. And you call there, and you get a person on the phone, if you get through, who doesn't speak English well enough to be understood. We've got a third of our state in crisis, and we've got foreigners in government jobs.
No, that's not good. That's not good. No. That's not good.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.
That's true. That is true.
And I'll invite anybody, and I don't care where, anybody, anywhere in the United States, or, you know, anywhere on this big blue marble, that may hear our podcast. And I know that I have people that I was in the service with who listen to it. I have people who I was in grammar school with listening to this podcast on a weekly or however often we get to it basis. I know I've got religious leaders from several denominations who listen to this. And I know that combined we have people who, oh, let's just say they're in a position to make decisions. Listen to this. And I invite any of you listening to call the Maine Department of Health and Human Services in Marginal Way in Portland, Maine, if you think I'm full of baloney.
Yeah. Say what's going on.
If you
on
think
there,
I'm pulling this out of a hat, if you think I'm talking through a paper bag, I invite you to call. And then get in touch with us, post your comments, or as Lionel usually says, comment as you see fit.
Yes.
And you call up or put a comment on Political QRM and you tell me if I'm full of it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me if I'm full of it or not, because I got news for you. Yeah, you're right. I'm a bit arrogant. But I can back it up.
There you go.
And, you know, if you want to counter us on the website with talking points, or you want to say, oh, you know, Lou, you just don't get it. You're right. I don't get it. And I won't speak for you, my dear, but...
Oh, gosh, come on. You and I... Yeah.
Because there's something we don't get. I don't know what it is, but we don't get it. And I see... And look... I don't care if you're Catholic. I don't care if you're Lutheran. I don't care if you're Mormon. I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care if you're Baha'i. I don't care if you're Shinto, Taoist, Jainist, Hindu. I don't care. I, honest to goodness, just don't care. It's none of my business.
Okay.
So why should I care? So if you want to walk around in Maine with a hijab around your face, that's your business. I really don't care. But you're not getting your driver's license picture with it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're right. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't get it. I'm all for inclusion. I'm all for the melting pot. But doggone it, get in the pot and melt.
Yeah, you got it. I agree.
I don't get it. And if you can tell me lucidly, please, what it is I don't get and why it is I should get it and I don't, again, lucidly,
Leah,
if you come at me with talking points, I'm going to shoot you down. I don't want to hear the Democrat National Committee's party line. I don't want to hear Katie Couric's line. I don't want to hear Matt Lauer's line. If you can tell me what it is I don't get and how I don't get it, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd be willing to bet you.
Yeah.
I'm not the only American who doesn't get it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, my dear, with that number 14 is going to be at an end here.
Get out,
15.
Really?
Is it 15? Or is it?
I, yeah.
Gosh, I guess it's 15.
Look, I'm a conservative. I can't count past the end. That's all the fingers I got.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. We got to put this one
in the can.
Yes, as they say. So, my dear.
Listen, heritage.org. Get yourself a copy of the documents that made this nation what it was and will cease to be in November if you're not cautious.
That's right.
Oathkeepers.org. If you've ever taken an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and or domestic.
Yes.
You belong in this organization. The NRA, there's another plug. Yep. In the meantime, God bless the troops that make us safe, that make us free. God bless the families that wait for them. And God bless the United States of America.
Samson, speak. Good boy.